Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We sometimes wonder. 5 o'clock, 97.1. Tigers win the game. 5-4 opening day down in Detroit. And opening day is a big ceremony for a lot of Detroit fans.
It's a holiday.
It is. They get down there early. You see the local news stations all down there, tailgating going on. You take off school. You take off work. I mean, especially on a day like today, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekend started last night. Let's just be real. Stoney, you brought up an interesting thing before the show as we were watching the game. I guess for Detroiters, which game is bigger? Is it the opening day and all the hoopla that goes with it, or is it the Thanksgiving Day game, always going to be played at Ford Field, national television, spotlight is on Detroit? I mean, it's like, let's face it, before the Lions got big,
right?
This was your primetime game.
Exactly.
That you were guaranteed every year.
Look, growing up in Philly, my whole thing with the Detroit Lions was, well, I know I get to see them on Thanksgiving.
Right.
That was about it because they were mediocre back then. Since moving here, I really get to appreciate the Thanksgiving game, and I've obviously got to appreciate opening day. But if I had to pick one, and you mentioned one of the reasons why, I would pick the Thanksgiving Day game because it's a showcase for the nation. Good or, in a lot of cases, it's been bad.
And it was even
bad this year because
yeah.
The Packers came in and kicked their butt early. But it's a time for us, you know, we get the pregame hype and all that stuff. You know, I think it's good. It's such a family day. Thanksgiving, it's great. And I know a lot of people don't like it. I don't want to, you know, ruin my Thanksgiving with a football game. No, it's great. Today, opening day, the positive for that is, which I ran into people who were doing this. I never did this. Who would go down there all day and not even go to the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neighbor, I got a neighbor of mine. He basically got a hotel room.
Right.
And his wife are staying downtown and just hanging out. And they're not going to the game.
And it also is, you know, they always say spring training is. But it's kind of supposed to be like the first day of spring, basically, you know, because the baseball season's about to start, and unfortunately, we never get good. What was the last time it was like 68 degrees and sunny?
I was down there. It was a year the bus threw out the first pitch.
Oh, okay.
That it was really nice that day. It was like, wow, in the 60s. Like, why can't every game be this good? But yeah, 248-539-9797.
Now, what about for you? You grew up here, okay?
I grew up here. I've gone to both. I've gone to Thanksgiving Day games. I've gone to opening day. I'm going to say Thanksgiving Day for different reasons. One, I don't like being outside in the cold. And most of your games for opening day, you got to bundle up. And after the tailgating and hanging out, now you got to go sit in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And if the sun is not out, it gets very cold at Tiger Stadium or Comerica Park.
Right.
Because I've been to opening day at both. The other thing is, it is that national spotlight game. It's the day that America gets a sneak peek of what Detroit is all about. Opening day in baseball is a Detroit thing, but the Thanksgiving Day, it's a national thing.
Correct, because there are a few cities, St. Louis, Cincinnati, you know, where opening day is a huge deal besides the actual stadium. Not too many, like the Yankees sold out their home opener today, but, you know, in downtown New York, people weren't talking about opening day. It's just the way it is. A lot of the cities are the same thing. Growing up in Philly, opening day was just, it's the first game of the season. It's cool. Yeah. But it wasn't like people didn't take off work unless you had tickets. It wasn't a huge deal.
So those driving back, 248-539-9797, opening day or Thanksgiving Day, which game is more important? Which game is bigger? If you could only choose one, which would it be? David, what you got?
It's definitely Thanksgiving Day. That game is amazing. You get the parade. You can enjoy that, and then you go right a few blocks over, and you enjoy that game. I'm just maybe a little jaded when it comes to opening day, working here and doing some of the things I've had to do.
Right.
I'm over it. I've been over it for a long time. It's a wonderful day. It is.
When was the last time you went as a fan, so to speak?
Oh, man, probably since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Because opening day kind of has the feel of baseball St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It's what it feels
like. Oh, yes.
If you're working in bars and things like that, yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world.
If you know, so you know. Yeah, it's baseball St. Patrick's Day to me. But I understand it's sold out. People go down there, they take off work, they get very excited about it. Thanksgiving Day, as David said, you get the parade, you can make a whole thing about it, you go over to the game, and you still get back home in time for dinner. Now, you just hope that the Lions win and dinner is a little better.
Right.
Like, for me, I can say, because a lot of people always say, well, weren't you a Lions fan? You grew up here. You know what spoiled it for me? Was the Thanksgiving Day game. It was the overtime game against Chicago Bears.
David Williams. Yeah, I get it. I remember watching that game.
And Stoney, young Rico lost his innocence that day.
Wow. Mm.
That was the first day the sports became real, and I'm like, but that's not fair.
Not that innocence, right?
No, it's no, uh-huh. No, no. No, it was, I was very young. I think I was 10 or 11, Stoney.
Yeah. White meat or dark meat? That's it.
Nine seven. Yeah, what I'm trying to say,
I know.
As a kid, you're like, well, they get the Lions get the ball, right? No, game's over.
Game's over.
What do you mean it's over?
It's over. For a touchdown.
They lost. I was so angry. I think that may have been the maddest I've ever been as a sports fan.
See, the greatest thing about Thanksgiving, when I was a kid, our big high school games were always on Thanksgiving, so which is completely different than it is here because the playoffs, we didn't really have state playoffs. So I'd go to a high school game and then get home and watch the second half of the Lions game. But the key to Thanksgiving then and now is make sure you're home for the second game so you can eat and root against the Cowboys.
True.
Because that's a tradition like none other for me is just rooting against Dallas.
Oh, yeah, you're from Philly. Yeah, yep, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. You and Mike together, stand together on that.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Kenny, what about you, man? What you got? Opening day or Thanksgiving Day?
I probably would normally say opening day because it's more of a party. It's a good vibe to be out in the tailgates and all that stuff. Everybody's downtown. But I, as a fan, have not actually been able to go because I work here. We're not able to go enjoy the festivities right, the way we would be otherwise.
What about clean-shaven street team, Kenny?
Yeah, that was a work day. That was a very long and painful work day for anybody who knows that scene. But Thanksgiving is national. It's everybody gets to see it. Everybody gets to enjoy it. And it makes us look bad on a national scale quite often.
Yes.
But it is our national little thing that the Lions have. So I guess I have to say Thanksgiving.
But yeah, if we didn't have Thanksgiving Day, how would you know that Jim Schwartz didn't know the rules when he threw down the red flag?
That's right. against the Houston Texans.
As the referee is trying to say, hey, don't throw the flag and we can review this. No! Flag is down. Okay, you sure about that, Jim? All right, I'll have to do what I got to do. And yeah, you're going to lose this game. 248-539-9797. Opening day was today. Tigers win 5-4. You're driving back, or you watch the game, or you listen to it right here on 97.1. What's a bigger game? Is it opening day? Is that the treat it like a holiday, or is it Thanksgiving Day for the Lions? Even when the Lions were bad, they were guaranteed one primetime game, and it was Thanksgiving Day. You knew at 12:30, whether it was on Fox 2 or on Channel 62, Detroit was going to be playing, whether it was an NFC or AFC team, you were going to see the Lions play. The nation was going to see the Lions play. So I ask you the question, which game is bigger of the two? Opening day, Lions playoff. I mean, Lions playoff. Lions Thanksgiving Day game. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1. Oh, and by the way, who said it? Coming up later this hour. You heard me talk about specs at LTU. Look, you want to get a career in radio, TV, you're a graphic design artist. Specs at LTU can help you achieve that goal. And the beauty of specs is you don't have to wait until the fall to start classes because classes start year round. So what are you waiting for? Be curious. Go visit the website, ltu.edu/specs, to learn more about the broadcast media arts, digital media arts, and graphics communications program. Through Specs at LTU, taught right here in the city of Southfield on the campus of Lawrence Tech. You're going to be taught by people who work in the business like yours truly. So with the hands-on approach and the expert faculty, you're going to learn the practical skills you need to succeed in today's dynamic media industry. So once again, what are you waiting for? Be curious. Visit the website, ltu.edu/specs, to learn more. Then make magic by enrolling in Specs at LTU certificate program. Do that today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day or Thanksgiving Day? It's the bigger game right here in the city of Detroit because opening day was today and Sony, it did not disappoint. Were people down there? You went down there.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a packed house. And on the side note, you said that it was a little easier than you thought due to construction.
Correct.
Because the draft is going to be down there and it's going to be... Well, that's a whole other subject, a whole other topic for a whole other day.
Yes.
But opening day or Thanksgiving Day game, which is bigger here in the city of Detroit? 248-539-9797. Dave, a couple ticket texts before we jump into the phone lines.
Josh says opening day and is not even close. Another texter says Thanksgiving Day for the Lions is a better experience than opening day for the Tigers. Someone else says opening day is a Detroit holiday. Thanksgiving is a national event. I'll take the Detroit holiday. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's opening day for me because I live about an hour and a half away from Detroit. So Thanksgiving to go down and get back to eat dinner. Who's cooking dinner? It just doesn't work for me. That's a personal experience. That's why opening day for him. It makes sense. Okay. Lived in Cincinnati for 7 years. Their Finley Marker opening day parade is bigger than anything any other city does on opening day.
Yeah, they used to be the official opening day game.
There'll be one game, and that was it in Cincinnati. And then now then ESPN took over, and they started doing Sunday night games. And remember,
Shohei Ohtani not talking because he may have gambled or somebody did.
Yeah, it used to be that it was the first Monday in April, basically, and it was Cincinnati.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So then why can't we do a parade? Because we do Thanksgiving, we just don't want to do another one? Let's just do it.
We don't need a parade.
I don't think, David,
needs a parade?
David, there's enough people feeling good.
Yes. I don't need a parade.
It's the unofficial parade of parking 2 miles away and walking to Comerica Park. There's your parade.
By the way, I have another game dilemma about today, this evening that I'm going to ask a little later in the program as well.
All right. 248-539-9797. Scott, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? This was my 56th opening day, and I missed 30 Thanksgiving games. So I honestly love baseball so much because opening day is the start of spring. It's when birds come out. It's the deal when people come out and everyone's the same. Sure, we're 6-1, but the season just started. Opening day is the season. We forget about what happened last year. We forget about what happened last week. It's a new season, and let's go Tigers.
Hey, Scott, if opening day's for the birds, isn't Thanksgiving for the turkeys?
Yeah, but the difference between Thanksgiving is when the Lions are 4-8 or, you know, whatever, in it or not in it, it doesn't have the same meaning. Even though you go to a game, it's fun and everything like that. And wearing the turkey hat and all that is fun. And it's fun to go down there. But it's just a different feeling when you go to a Tiger game, smelling the hot dogs for the first time, walking across, seeing the ushers, you know, just talking to old friends, you know. And just that's my thing about the Tigers.
I appreciate the phone call, Scott. I don't even want to know where you guys got that from. Who is that?
He's got his own drum. I don't know, but if I make fun of another old person, I think I'm going straight to hell.
I'll open the door for you, David.
David, just realize that somebody's probably saying the same thing about your mother.
Whoa.
You
know what I mean.
Yeah.
Be nice. Be nice. 248-539-9797. Okay. Bigger game here in the city of Detroit. Is it opening day or is it the Lions Thanksgiving Day game? Lions, and we had a caller who dropped off, but the Lions Thanksgiving Day game is a national game. Mm-hmm. It is the game that once a year America gets to watch and see what is this team about. Now, last year, team was good, and I think for a lot of people, they're like, okay, let's see how good this team is.
Everybody thought they were going to come in because they've had the tough game with Chicago 3 days earlier. They were able to escape it. So now Green Bay's coming in, and they're just going to kick their butt, and boom, first play of the game, Jordan Love the long pass, and Lions never recovered.
And here's what you got to remember, too. The games, though it wasn't their only primetime game, I think it was their first that was just on free TV.
No, they had the opener.
Yeah, but the rest of the nation, I think it was on Peacock.
No, the opener was NBC.
Was NBC?
Yeah.
I thought it was just here. It was NBC.
No, the opener was NBC. I think you're thinking of when they were in Green Bay earlier in the season. That was, I think, an Amazon game.
Okay.
I think.
Correct. That was okay, an Amazon Thursday.
I thought the opener was Peacock, unless you lived here in Detroit, and then it was on NBC. So it was both?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just one of those that everybody, your grandmother, for the first time, she's going to watch it. People who don't watch football will watch the Lions play that game. But I think the caller put it best, the ticket texter, this is a Detroit holiday. This is a Detroit thing because every year, opening day, because whether it rains, snows, because let's face it, 9 out of 10 times it's going to be horrible weather. People are still going to show up.
Yeah.
People are still going down there. People are going to hang out. They're going to tailgate. They're going to bring umbrellas. They're going to do whatever they need to do to have fun. But yeah, to me, it's just something about that Lions Thanksgiving Day game. If I had to choose between the two, I would take that one. David, any more ticket texts? Oh, and by the way, Who Said It will be coming up a little bit later on.
Thanksgiving is a family event, which is okay, but opening day is more just an adult party. I'll take the adult party
all day, every day. A great point, you know, because what? I noticed that today there were – I mean, granted, a lot of kids, there is something called school. I don't think spring break's going on now. But the difference in the, you know, the demographics of the age of the attendance, yes, it was a complete adult situation.
You know what? I want to change my answer based off of that. I'm going to go to the opening day because I've often said the best holiday, because I'll always ask my class, what's the best holiday?
And Thanksgiving. You know,
people say Thanksgiving, they'll say Christmas. That's not the best holiday. You know what the best holiday is? It's the 4th of July. Want to know why? Because you actually spend time with people you want to spend time with. You're not obligated to spend time with family. You're not obligated to spend on the 4th of July, you pick the company you want to be with, whether you're at a barbecue, whether you're on a boat, whether you're on a picnic. If you got some cool family, you choose to do that. But for the 4th of July, you don't have to be with your family. It's not a big get-together. There's no expectations. There's no gifts you got to buy, no dinners you got to cook.
That's true, because you never hear of any like family squabbles over 4th of July.
No.
It's always over Christmas. Well, do I go to my in-laws first? Do I do this? Who's making this? And for Thanksgiving, the same thing. Yeah, it's a great point.
The 4th of July. So if that's the case, then I am going to go with this because, Thanksgiving Day, you're going down with your family, but this is, you choose the people who you want to hang out with on opening day.
Well, somebody made the great analogy of St. Patrick's Day, which for the good and the bad. St. Patrick's Day, you don't...
It's baseball St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's an excuse to get drunk. Let's just be real about it. We're adults.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I mean, the worst for me ever working-wise was doing this shift, but with the other on the old station, remotes from bars... During it was St. Patrick's Day while the first day of the tournament was going on. So the bars are packed anyway. People are paying attention. They're screaming at the games. You know, Wojo's not there because he's covering something, allegedly.
So he's pulling that stunt even back then.
Oh, of course, yeah. And, you know, I was.
I've never seen a man make a living off of doing this.
Well, it's the Detroit News. He's so loyal to his Detroit News.
Yeah. But yeah, I look at. The funniest thing for opening day, and maybe it's just kind of sick and twisted on my part, but the person who goes out there, drinks way too much in the morning, and never makes it in the game.
With
tickets in hand.
Oh, I know.
And you get like, man, you've been probably planning this for months.
Well, that's a whole different topic where people go to games or concerts where they get so effed up they spend money on something they didn't even get to see.
I mean, at that point, you just want to get the tape measure to see how close you actually made it to walking through the door.
I know.
So close.
I know. I love those cutaway shots of people at games, sporting events, and they're asleep. And they have good seats. It's a big game. And why?
They've been partying so hard that they are passed out.
Oh, my.
That's like I said, I always find that funny. Patrick, my man, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I met a guy. I went to I've been to a few season openers. And I met a guy one time a few years ago. from Texas. He was doing a bucket list, doing home openers for all the baseball teams. He went to Texas. He went to Houston's. He went to both New York games before this. He went to Chicago. And he said that Detroit, he goes, you guys are nuts. You guys got it hands down. We're talking the biggest cities in the country.
Oh, yeah. It's only I'm telling you, it's only Cincinnati, maybe St. Louis and us.
Yeah. I've also been to Thanksgiving Day games. But I'm telling you, home openers for the Tigers, hands down.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, Patrick.
We like the drink.
Yeah. So, you guys are swaying me. I thought it was Thanksgiving Day, but look, I'm not a big drinker, but the fact that you see a lot of people out there having a good time, and let's face it, most people are being responsible. We're making fun of the minority because we can, we're on radio and it's an entertainment business, but most people are responsible. They go down there, they put on their Tiger gear and they're loyal because at least inside of Ford Field or back in the day of the Silver Dome, it was, you know, controlled environment. You could take your coat off. Like, these are diehard people. And, yeah, the crowd stayed the entire game. It's not like, oh, okay, we're just going to leave after about the third or fourth inning. They stay the whole time. So I'll give them credit. So I'm starting to think it's more of an opening day type of thing. Who said it? Friday staple next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we do this every Friday. Whether the Tigers have opening day or not, Roberto takes a listen to all the shows that are played throughout this station and comes up with the best of the best, and we have to guess who said it.
All right, gentlemen, we have a special edition of Who Said It today.
Oh, wow.
This I'm calling the Mark Ryan edition of Who Said It. As you all know, Mark Ryan is our new on-air personality here at the station.
Okay.
And in this game, out of the 5 Who Said Its that we usually do, 2, even 3 could be Mark Ryan at any given time in this game.
Okay.
And even to make it more difficult, I will read all the clues in the voice of Mark Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You act like we know the voice of Mark Ryan.
I've met him twice. Right. Said hello to him.
I mean, he just got here. You can smell the Similac on his breath. He just got here.
Like a Mark Ryan impersonator? Is that why he came here? Hey, there's this guy in Detroit who can imitate me because he listened to me in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm going to go work there.
Down in Greenbow, Alabama.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's play the game. Here we go. I use the drippings of bacon. Save those because they can be used in many different ways. And that's what I would use to rub the ribs with. I'm starting to drool a little bit.
You know he's going to just put you on full blast, right? And if he doesn't...
I thought that was complimentary. I don't.
It really wasn't.
Okay. Can you say that again?
Oh, I don't know if you do it again. I use the drippings of bacon. Save those because they can be used in many different ways. And that's what I will use to rub the ribs with. I'm starting to drool a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Jansen is Mr. Ribs and Bacon, but this Mark Ryan guy, I'll say Jansen.
Yeah, I think Roberto sounds ridiculous. It's Mark Ryan impersonating John Jansen. But that just says Jansen all over it.
Yes. I'm going to say Mark Ryan because it's real easy. When Roberto narrowed it down to two or three of them are going to be him. So I'm going to say Mark.
But Roberto's also lazy. So he's trying to say Mark Ryan for last.
So here's the thing. I think if John Jansen could marry Bacon, he would marry Bacon. He loves bacon. No, he didn't marry Bacon. Okay. I'm going to go with John Jansen, though. This is easy.
All right. Who said it?
Okay, John.
I thought you wanted to hear when he said he's drooling.
Oh.
You amuse yourself with these, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I sit in there and laugh my head off. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go to number two. Yeah, mess around in Livonia.
Okay, are you really going to do all of these like this?
Yes! Yeah, mess around in Livonia and see what happens.
Well, there's two people I know who've spent time in Livonia, and that would be Costa and Rieger had spent some time there. So I'll just say Rieger.
Yeah, I know Costa is from that area, so I'll say Costa.
Yeah. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mark wouldn't know Livonia, so it can't be him. He doesn't even know that. So I'm going to go with Costa.
Yeah, I'm going with Costa.
Okay. Who said it?
Was he talking to me?
No.
Whoa!
No. Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was.
Oh, very good one, Roberto.
I don't know, but it sounds like he was making fun of Costa. Like, oh, yeah, mess around in Livonia
there
and see what happens.
No, he wasn't. He was dead serious.
Okay, you know what? He is a good friend who's a Livonia cop.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I shouldn't have read that as Mark Ryan. I should have read that as Dirty Harry, the way he was talking. Make my day in Livonia.
Yeah, if that's, it was probably better that way. You know what? I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I know.
Just going to leave it. John,
I think I said enough already.
Probably don't want to go that route. Talking about it. Yeah. Yep.
Next.
One more reason why I don't drive through Livonia.
Oh. I hate doing it every single time.
Wait, that's not 586.
No.
Okay. Might as well be.
I was just about to say Livonia.
What's the difference?
All right. Jeez. All right, number three. My last name in Italian means little grapes.
I got to jank myself.
When will you be back?
Oh, you're saying. He doesn't do that often, folks. He's got five kids.
Okay. So, I mean, it's either Costa or Valenti, I mean, because Karsh is an Italian. Anderson isn't Italian. Ryan isn't Italian. Rieger is certainly not Italian. And neither is Winowski. So I'm going to go...
Milliken ain't Italian.
No, I'm going to go Costa.
Kenneth?
We always make fun of Costa for not being a real Italian, so I'll go with Costa.
Is that what his last name means in Italian?
I don't know.
Can you just read it in a normal voice?
Okay. My last name in Italian means little grapes.
See, I thought Costa was family in Italian. I don't know. Screw it. Give me Jim Costa.
Who said it? That's Mark Ryan.
Yeah, I heard him say this. I was actually, yeah, I was right there when he said it.
Ryan? Well, I think.
Whatever Ryan is in Italian means little grapes.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm so lost right now. Just read the next
one. I go to Santa Barbara, I go to Ryan country.
Ryan is Italian?
He said it, so I don't know. We got to ask him.
I don't know.
He'll be on with Jeff later.
Okay. All right, here's another one. If Eleni is saying bad things about you, that means you're on his radar, and that's good.
Oh, that's got to be Rieger.
I am tanking myself.
That's got to be Rieger.
Jesus, David. Calm down.
That's got to be Rieger reassuring Mark Ryan that it's okay that Mike might have made fun of him.
I'm just going to go right into it and say, it's Mark Ryan.
Talking about himself.
Yeah. As, you know, maybe, yeah. Yeah, he's talking about himself.
What do you think, David?
I'm janking myself.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He's busy right now.
Good to see you back. I didn't see
do
you
not
over
come
there.
In. I didn't see you over there.
Kenny, don't look over there.
Avert my gaze.
The room just got dark.
Oh,
jeez. Stay fit. All right. Stop that. I think I agree with what Stoney said. That does sound like something Rieger would say. So I'll say Jeff.
All right. Who said it?
Well, that's right. Wojo actually indoctrinated Ryan the world. Did Wojo break Ryan's 97-1 virginity?
No, yeah. Rieger did.
No, Rieger did. But... Oh, boy. No wonder he wanted to go back.
I'm surprised he came back the next day. Next shift.
One more, Roberto.
All right, here we go. It shouldn't be a surprise that the Lions didn't make a move for him. That's not the kind of character that Brad Holmes wants on this team.
I got to jank myself again. This is ridiculous.
David. Self-control, man.
Go home.
Jesus. God. You got a wife.
Three times in one day.
Goodness.
I'm going to take a guess. I have no idea. Yawning. It could be anybody, but I'm going to take a guess and say Gator.
Well, he said it was going to be Ryan two or three times, and so he's only done it once.
It could be.
Yeah, but you're lazy, Roberto, so therefore it probably is.
Rico, don't take this as an insult, but I think you were talking about this at some point. You were talking about the character of the team. You were talking about how there's a certain type of player that Brad Holmes would want to bring in and Dan Campbell would want to bring in. This could have been either you or Mike.
Oh, I'm not taking it personal. I just wasn't listening because he said it was going to be Mark Ryan.
Oh, gotcha.
So I wasn't paying attention. So what did you actually say, Roberto?
You want me to just read it as me?
Yeah, read it as you, not Bubba Gump.
It shouldn't be a surprise that the Lions didn't make a move for him. That's not the kind of character guy that Brad Holmes wants on this team.
No, it sounds like something I would say, but character guy. I'm going to say Doug.
Can I tell him? Or just play? All right.
What did he? Yeah, you know what?
Okay, John, we get it.
So that was Mark Ryan.
That was Mark Ryan.
That was Mark Ryan. Okay. Who you'll be hearing a lot more from around here.
Are they here? Are they down at Hockey Town?
They are down at LCA for the big Wings game tonight.
Oh, I get to see Mark Ryan twice in one day. Look
at you. Oh, he was at the opening day?
Yeah.
Who didn't you see today?
Rieger was showing him around. I saw a lot of people. By the way, speaking of the wing, I have a question about tonight's game.
Has your quality of life just shot skyrocketed? Because it just seems like you live in the life right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Right. We saw him in Vegas. everywhere.
Like, you live in the life, man.
That's Bloody Mary all over his shirt. He's got it. That's
right. I said it gives me more time to go to games, which I really like to do.
So we'll see. Man, I'm not mad at you.
No, I know.
You live in the life right now. All right. That was Who Said It, 97.1.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rico, huge Red Wings game tonight.
Yeah.
As every game the rest of the season is going to be huge because of what's going on in the playoff race. Right now, if I had to bet which team is going to be the wild card representative besides Tampa, I'm going to bet on the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're playing the best hockey of any of the teams right now. And who knows, because it could just like the Wings, all of a sudden it could stop. But tonight they play the New York Rangers, and the pugilist of the New York Rangers, Mr. Rempe, supposedly not playing tonight. So that could be disappointing to some, and some could be excited that the Red Wings are going to take stupid penalties in retaliation. But I have a question, though, and it's about me, and I'm looking forward to this game. The Rangers are really good. It's obviously a big game. But part of me is like sitting there, oh, wait a second. I got to make sure I get home in time to watch the second half of Iowa and UConn, the women. Is there something wrong with that?
No, it's not, Sony. I mean, the stars are in the women's game this year, and they're playing their Final Four in Cleveland, and no. You got Paige Beckers going up against Caitlin Clark. Caitlin, I guess, wanted to go to UConn, and they didn't recruit her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He never showed up, Gina Oriam, and never showed up at a game.
Yeah. So he kind of mocked it and made fun of it at this press conference. So kind of like Jordan grabbing the iPad, and this time it was personal, because I kind of feel like that's what it's going to be. But remember, Paige was women's basketball.
Correct.
Before she got hurt 2 years in a row.
Right.
So she's probably going to try to want to get the stage back. So, Stoney, I don't think it's a problem. But as far as your Wings thing, according to Vegas, they got the second best odds of making the playoffs.
Who's the first?
Philly. -130, Wings -115. Your Penguins are fifth at +350.
Well, Philly, the Islanders, Washington, or Pittsburgh has to be in because they're going to win that, or be the third team in the Metropolitan Division. I'm talking about as far as the wild cards. So, yeah, I don't know. The way Philly's playing, the Wings might have a better chance, hoping that the Penguins, Capitals, or Islanders pass Philly, and the Wings might have a better chance of passing Philly, but Philly's schedule is not very difficult, although they did lose. It's just a mishmash. Here's the bottom line. Go out like you did the other night in Tampa and win the freaking game. Kenny and I talked, earlier in the week, that they had the three games coming up with Florida, Tampa, and the Rangers. And we said, what's the, what would we be satisfied with? And we said 3 points. Well, they got 3 points right now, right?
Yep.
So get more. You need
Kenny,
more.
You don't seem confident.
I'm not confident. I'm just stressed out. This whole situation, I thought this would be fun. I'm just stressed out.
I love it.
This whole situation is stressing me out.
Because it changes every day because there's so many teams. You don't know who to. Like last night, Washington played Pittsburgh. Who are you rooting for?
You can't root for anybody.
No, you hope for injury.
You hope it doesn't go to overtime is what you hope for, and that's it.
That's right. So either team doesn't get
the lesser
of point.
Two evils.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
If that's not a sign of him being nervous about everything that he's not,
right.
Then that tells you.
Yes. By the way, I believe, I don't know if it's going to be good omen. I heard that Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson are going to sound the horn before the goal horn before the game tonight.
Oh, you need Lions.
We need Goff and Campbell.
Right. You need Lions because they're undefeated.
They've had Lions before. Jahmyr Gibbs, I believe, was there
they
once.
They haven't had Goff and Campbell. That's and true. Lalonde keeps saying he's going to call Campbell. He said he had.
I mean, they chant his name.
Well, they need Campbell. The Lions might. I mean, the Red Wings might need Campbell quickly. So. A little speech in the locker room.
speaking of wings, let's go down to Little Caesars.
The star of Who Said It is there.
The star of Who Said It.
Whoa, who's that? Is that Mark Ryan?
Yes. Mark Ryan. Definitely Lord knows it ain't you, Rieger.
Mark Ryan was already in Who Said It?
Yeah, Roberto is a Mark Ryan impersonator.
He impersonated Mark. It was the Mark Ryan edition. As a matter of fact,
you know this is a lie.
As a matter of fact, go ahead, Roberto. Here's our own version of Mark Ryan, go according ahead, to Roberto.
Go ahead, Roberto.
Like you said last night, Mark, you know, my last name in Italian is Little Grapes.
Which doesn't make me insecure at all. That doesn't make me insecure at all. This is a true story. My last name in Italian means Little Grapes.
Little Grapes?
Highly insecure about this. Very, very insecure. Okay?
Really?
Wouldn't you be insecure if
Ryan
your last name
means
was,
Little Grapes?
Yeah, Ryan means Little Grapes okay. in Italian. That's exactly what's going on here.
Who knew?
Wow. Is that the reason that the Atlanta Falcons choked in the Super Bowl? Because Matt Ryan had Little
yeah,
Grapes?
Yeah, because Matt Ryan is Little Grapes.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty obvious.
So Mark.
Somebody say something.
Mark, what do you think of your first opening day?
Man, let me tell you, this city is, the vibe here is so massive and it's so intense. And it's so exciting for me because I know you guys have had some down times, right? But to be here as part of the resurgence, as part of the renaissance, man, I can't even describe it. Today was like I was living a dream. Stoney, I saw you. It was like you've been here 50 times. It's old hat for you. For me, man, like this was like I woke up. Pinch me, man. I can't even believe this is real. Now we're coming out here to the Red Wings game. Red Wings are going to the playoffs this year. Tigers could go to the playoffs this year. Gentlemen, over under 1.5 Detroit teams 2024 going to the playoffs. Lions, Pistons are already out. We're in a feel-good mood. We're not going to talk about them.
Wait, the Pistons
Red
are
Wings,
out?
Red Wings, Tigers, over under 1.5 playoff berths for Detroit. What do you say?
I'm going to say over. I think the Lions will make it, and I think the Tigers will as well.
I'm going to say under. I'll just
say you guys heard the drums behind us?
Yeah. Is that an omen of good
really
or bad?
Because
somebody
no,
told
I said,
me.
No, I said under. Stoney said over. Mark is riding.
Over
Mark
myself.
Is riding high right now. He's feeling. I can't wait for the first time Mark just gets angry and just loses it on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's at least a couple years off.
Now he's our own version of Mr. Positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on! You can't do him like that.
Why? Oh.
I'm glad I didn't hear that. Whatever it was, I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it's a little loud in here. Good thing you didn't hear that.
What do you got on your little preamble today?
Yeah, say something so we can go.
All right. Rieger and
they
Ryan.
They can't hear you. We're done. Yeah.
From Mark. LCA. Great working with you as always,
you
Rico.
You too, Stoney. Yep. Shout out Rieger and Little Grapes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.